You're looking at the top Republican vote getter, y'all.
Handel claimed her spot in the runoff a little after 11 p.m. She told supporters gathered in Roswell that by morning, the campaign would start anew and called on Republicans to unite around her. She took jabs at Ossoff's inexperience. She linked him to Nancy Pelosi several times and criticized the enormous amounts of funds he's raised. Earlier, as supporters waited on returns, they listened to country songs on the free music app Pandora. At one point, an Ossoff ad actually interrupted the music.
Hey, that's what happens when you have $9 million, most of it from out of Georgia.
Sixth District voter Pete Corman says national enthusiasm for Ossoff has been frustrating to watch, but he thinks Handel will win voters in the sixth. He gloated a bit, posing in front of a giant Karen Handel banner.
That picture is going on Facebook, tagging all my New York friends.
Handel also made sure to address her opponent's out-of-state supporters.
And to the actors and the liberal elitists in Washington and Hollywood, those who want to have a debate about values, a debate about, say, women's health care, I say, bring it on.
One person Handel didn't mention was President Donald Trump. Asked earlier in the night about whether she'd want Trump to help her campaign, she deflected, saying she'd figure all that out in the morning. Trump didn't fare as well in the conservative 6th District as many Republican candidates before him, but at least one of Handel's supporters welcomes the help.
Well, I would want President Trump tweeting for me.
Nancy Couch says when it comes to balancing the budget and repealing Obamacare, both Handel and Trump are for the people. Couch says she'll be out knocking on doors for Handel in the coming weeks. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.